Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Growers across the nation are facing a rise in herbicide-resistant weeds. Growers reported an increase in resistant weeds in 2018, and 2019 looks to be trending the same. Gordon Vail, technical product lead for corn herbicides at Syngenta, explains.
Seems to be a broken record here, but we continue to see more and more resistant weeds. Growers are recognizing that they have a problem. Glyphosate resistance continues to expand. We're hearing questions about dicamba. We went for years and years, and all we did was use glyphosate repeatedly. We've developed resistance. We learned a lesson, but it seems like we've forgotten it because now we're kind of in a dicamba world. Feels like we're getting back into that dicamba-only mentality. So just speculate that if we're going to get into that scenario, we're going to end up with a repeat of the glyphosate resistance tragedy.
So what should growers do to combat the resistant weeds? Vail outlines a strategy.
The single most important strategy has got to diversify, and it's much easier said than done. I would suggest that probably 99% of farmers rely on nothing but herbicides. Some of them do tillage, but they don't typically do tillage at the right place. So if all you're relying on is herbicides, that's not a successful strategy. You have to diversify. That's number one. And number two, you have to do everything you can to keep the weeds from going to seed.
For herbicides, multiple effective sites of action can help.
If you think about a herbicide site of action, typically it's a specific enzyme in the plant where the herbicide will bind. So you think of it as a lock and key. So if a herbicide gets into the plant and it's the key and it puts the key in the lock, no other keys can get into that lock. And the other keys would be the key amino acids, it'd be the key enzymes that the plant needs to survive. So once a herbicide gets in there and locks itself in, the plant is basically destined to die. Having a product multiple sites of action, primarily it reduces plant's ability to evolve resistance. It also adds more sustainability to the herbicides long term.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.